AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Memorial Day 2021 saw more parades and events than last year as COVID cases come down and restrictions are lifted. In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio thanked the 4 million military personnel that pitched in to help fight the disease.
Finally, the reinforcements had come and we were going to get through it okay. It was palpable. It was deep. So our military was here for us in our toughest hour. And all New Yorkers will always appreciate that.
There were picnics and events at Southern California beaches and near the nation's capital. A wreath-laying ceremony with President Biden at Arlington National Cemetery.
President Biden observed his first Memorial Day as Commander-in-Chief, calling on Americans to commemorate their fallen heroes by remembering their fight for the nation's ideals.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America.
And extolled the sacrifices of the fallen for the pursuit of democracy.
An opportunity for all. We've never fully realized that aspiration of our founding. But every generation has opened the door a little wider.
I'm Jennifer King.
May 31st also marks the centennial of one of the deadliest racist massacres in U.S. history. A prayer wall was erected to mark the area where a white mob descended on a prosperous black neighborhood in 1921, burning, killing, looting, and leveling a 35-square-block area. Reverend William Barber on KTUL.
You can't cover over the blood and talk about reconciliation when there's been no conciliation. Tulsa was one of more than a dozen.
President Biden is expected to visit the site this week. There was panic at a shopping mall in Dallas, a man banging a skateboard and then making shooting gestures. People fled in droves. This is AP News. The International Atomic Energy Agency is warning it can't monitor Iran's activities anymore.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog reported Monday at present it can only estimate Iran's overall nuclear stockpile because it hasn't had access to monitoring data since February. Iran began limiting inspections on February 23rd in a bid to pressure President Joe Biden to lift sanctions reimposed by President Donald Trump in 2018. The International Atomic Energy Agency's confidential report was seen by the Associated Press. The report estimates as of May 22nd, Iran's total enriched uranium stockpile was 3,241 kilograms, up about 273 kilograms from the last quarterly report. I'm Mike Gracia.
A new study has calculated more than a third of global heat deaths can be directly attributed to human-caused climate change. The study's the first to do a global accounting of the toll. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.